Blog Talk Radio.
Why does she wait right until we get ready to start the show?
I know, right? We didn't have any issues right up until, like, literally, she announced the show.
So, let me try it.
Oh.
Man, GLaDOS, you are a beep. A dirty little beep.
Yes.
Why does she do it?
Because she knows it's Thursday, and she cannot contain all the awesome that is our Thursdays.
Wait, let me try it again. Oh, look at that. She is really in full effect.
She's like, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Mm. Well, hopefully you can hear us okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what? Now I got to go see whether or not we can hear us okay. Talk Radio, / Gamer Girls Radio. On air, yes, click.
Because we are all kinds of out of sorts. That's not cool, GLaDOS. It's not cool.
No. Chrome, what the hell? Why do you... Chrome never wants to let me be signed into Blog Talk Radio anymore.
Well, I'll tell you the secret to that a little bit later. I can't tell you on the air. There's a secret.
Usually, I click and I'm already signed in. It's like, hey, wonderful.
It's a secret. It's a secret. I will tell you how. There's an extra step they added you have to do. It does still work. It's just an extra step.
Now I feel like, I should be like in the old Legend of Zelda. Take this. It's a secret to everyone. No?
Do we sound okay?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just can't play any music this morning, I guess. Apparent lie. Apparent lie.
Okay, yeah. We sound good, All right. I had to listen there for just a second to make sure, because I thought I heard a skip. But no, we sound fine to me.
Anybody else out there hearing us a little screwed up? Of course, if you're hearing us screwed up, you probably can't tell what I'm saying. So...
Oh, and Jay wants to know where he can find us on MySpace.
You know, we do have a MySpace, actually.
somewhere out there.
Unless they've taken it down, that is. I have no idea if they took it down or not. So it's a possibility. Anyway, good morning to you lovely people out there in the podcasting universe, whatever you want to call it.
Yes. The podcasting universe.
Man, I'm... having some issues breathing today. Yay. Yay for fun. Shut up.
No, never. Oh, my God. No way. I get to giggle and give you hell, and yeah, it's great. It's awesome.
You don't love me.
Oh, no.
Don't love me.
I adore you. I adore you. And you know what else?
What?
I just came across a really cool giveaway.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right, because, they came for gaming news and all that, so I guess I'll give it to them. I'll give it to you. District of what? I know my voice sounds all weird this morning. I'm like, what's the deal?
She sounds sexy this morning, don't she?
Does it? Yeah. Maybe I am coming out of the cold. I don't know. District 187, Sin Street Sins Play and Win event winner to New York Comic Con.
Yay!
Hey, CJ Games Global gives away prizes during District 187's Play and Win Play and Win an event this weekend, including a gaming keyboard, mouse set, District 187 gear packs, and more. I've not even heard of this. All right, so anyways, CJ Games Global today announced that its Play and Win event will award a winner two tickets to the 2012 New York Comic Con, the East Coast's biggest and most exciting popular convention, in combination with a $1,500 voucher for travel expenses. The Play and Win event is a kickoff celebration for the opening of the closed beta servers for the free-to-play first-person shooter District 187 Sin Streets, which will begin at 10 a.m. on Thursday, September 20th, which is today, and run through Sunday, September 23rd. Prize winners will be notified by Monday, September 30th. Prizes for the Play and Win event this weekend include a grand prize New York Comic Con prize pack, which is valued at $1,740.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Second place gets a gaming set, keyboard, headset, mouse, a $450 value. And then third place gets the District 187 gear pack. It includes exclusive T-shirt and more, which is a $50 value. All right, so you want to enter this? You head over to district187.com. Log in or sign up for a free Netmarble account. Enter your beta key in the redeem key section of the website and download the District 187 Sin Streets client. Log in and play District 187 Sin Streets closed beta for at least 1 hour this weekend. Awesome. All right, so if you want to get a beta key, players can get their beta keys by signing up on the District 187 website in addition to your favorite video game sites. While anyone with a beta key is eligible to play, the play-and-win event is void where prohibited, no purchase necessary, only eligible players 18 or older who reside in the United States, none of you dirty commies, may win physical prizes. Chances to win the second, chances to win the grand and second prizes are 1 in 600,000. The chance to win the third place prize is 1 in 200,000. And winner is responsible for all taxes. Yay! All right, so what is 187 Sin Streets? Well, it's set at the end of the 21st century after the collapse of the world economy. It features cutthroat urbanized warfare in a player versus player environment. Gameplay matches of vigilante SWAT agents against ruthless gang members. Yay! All right, you want more information? GameMatrix.com. In just a minute, I'll have this up for you.
Ooh. All right. Apparently, there's some unity in the gaming industry. More importantly, unity. Unity. Unity Technologies has signed a worldwide licensing agreement that will allow Nintendo to distribute the Unity engine to its huge network of internal and external studios. The two companies are collaborating to create a Wii U deployment function for the engine that will benefit Unity's vast community of developers and the ecosystem of first, second, and third-party studios that Nintendo has built up over the decades in the games industry. Speaking to GI International ahead of the official announcement, Unity CEO David Helgeson claimed that the mutual relationship outlined in the deal was a first for the industry. He said it's a Unity first for sure, and I think it's an industry first, actually, that there's such a deep relationship. He said it's two ecosystems coming together, this formidable and old and highly respected ecosystem of Nintendo and the young and energetic and chaotic and awesome ecosystem of Unity. Nintendo has a lot of faith in Unity, and they think that Unity is valuable and can make their developer system more successful. Over its history, Nintendo has built a formidable ecosystem of developers, internal studios, and second and third parties that have close working relationships with them. So the first aspect of the deal is that they'll be introducing Unity into their ecosystem and make it available to anyone who thinks they can benefit from it. I don't think you all understand what I'm saying. We'll be talking about this more later on tonight, too. I'll break it down just a little bit for you. What this means is any game, more than likely, made with Unity will probably be able to make its way onto the Wii U. You all were complaining about. I said complaining, yeah. See how I made a new word. You were complaining about the fact that there's no third-party support. Now there's going to be so many games, you're not going to know what to do with yourself. Oh, my God.
That's
a good thing. And we keep telling you all, just keep waiting. As the closer we get to launch, they're going to keep revealing more tidbits. And they're still not going to tell you everything. You're actually going to have to own a Wii U to probably know all of the things that it can do. Same with the Wii. A lot of people that never owned one don't get it until you own one. And some of you that own one don't actually play with it the way you should properly. Open it up and take a little bar out and get some different games and see all the things you can do. Then you understand why people like it. Stop just getting the games that you like. Oh, I played Mario on it and I didn't like it. Well, did you try Red Steel? Did you try the Wii Yoga? Did you try any of these other things? No. I think it looks stupid.
That's your own problem right there.
Turn in your gamer card at the front door. Mm-hmm. You got to at least play with it and see if you like it. Ginger.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'll
move along.
Speaking of moving along. Mm-hmm. City of Heroes, moving along.
No!
NCSoft prepares to issue refunds for City of Heroes. NCSoft informed subscribers to its superhero-themed MMO, City of Heroes, that it will begin issuing automatic refunds to paid subscribers and players with other outstanding account balances beginning on September 26th. The company announced, much to the chagrin of current subscribers, that it would be shutting down the game as part of a company-wide focus. Customers with recurring subscription plans as of September 1st who purchased in-game currency after August 24th will also receive full refunds through their original method of payment. Paragon also said that customers who have been using prepaid game time cards should contact customer support and set up a wire transfer. Players should look for those refunds a few weeks after they've been processed. NCSoft also said that players with VIP status prior to September 1st will not be billed starting today. The game developers, Paragon, also plans several special in-game events before the game shuts down permanently. Sorry, City of Heroes. City of Heroes is no more. It's dead. It's dying.
You stop it. That hurts my heart. And since I'm rebuilding Frankie this weekend, I will probably pop in. I was there at the beginning. I will be there at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only fitting. Should be. Yeah. You can be okay.
No more Maggie Monday. We were saving the day.
Oh.
I saved so many citizens of Paragon City. And I condemned plenty of them when I was a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a minute.
How many did you take out, too?
Oh, man, I used to kill so many people when I was a villain. Myopic was a legend on the villain side. And I didn't care who I was killing. The NPCs, player characters, you just need to stay out of my way. You were going down. And I had my minions because Myopic was a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
Those you don't know what a mastermind is, you know, they're the one who think up the scheme and control everybody. So I had, like, I think I got us where I had 8 minions, and I would just mess you up. I would stand back with a bow and arrow and just let them beat you up for a while. Then I'd shoot an arrow to make it so that you couldn't move. You know, I forgot what it was called, super glue or something like that. And then I'd shoot another arrow and blow you up, and then we'd just run over you and keep it moving. That was, again, NPCs and players. Sorry, y'all. All right. Ginger, what you talking about over there?
Oh, nothing. I'm actually uploading pictures and whatnot.
I wanna play.
No.
Okay. Well, more people lost their jobs today.
Oh no, who lost their jobs?
Well, there's two stories that people lose. One left, and the other people lost their jobs. So Zynga, the chief security officer, has now left. This was yesterday, of course, after we had done the show way late in the evening. TechCrunch is reporting that a social game publisher's chief security officer, Niels Pullman, resigned from the company on Tuesday. A co-founder of Cloud Security Alliance, Pullman was responsible for managing all security risks for Zynga. Prior to joining the social gaming publisher, he coordinated security efforts for Quails, EA, Robert Half International, hey, I used to work for them, and MindJet Corp, with additional experience at Adobe Systems and Nortel Networks. Pullman is the latest in a string of high-profile departures from Zynga since the July announcement of disappointing quarterly earnings. Chief Operating Officer John Schappert kicked off the departure news on August the 8th, which was then followed by Chief Marketing Officer Jeff Karp, Chief Technology Officer Alan Leanward, Chief Creative Officer Mike Verdu, Vice President of Studios Bill Mooney, and Vice President of Marketing Brian Birtwistle. Also, former OMG Chief Revenue Officer Wilson Kriegel, which he left also earlier this week. In the hours following the release of Zynga's quarterly report, shares in the company shed almost 40% of their values to $3.21 per share, and they have yet to recover from that drop. Today, they only opened at $3.09. Yeah. So all that good, horrible stuff is going on. I think they'll be okay. Maybe these are the people that probably need to go anyway. Sometimes you got to drop the dead weight. But you don't need to fire them. Idle Games actually fired 25 people.
Yeah.
Ooh. And if you don't know who Idle Games is, they're the ones who made that little game that we love so, so much on Facebook, Idol Worship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very unhappy, very sad to hear that. They've cut 25 employees from the team since its Idol Worship title was released. From the team that made Idol Worship, CEO Jeff Hyman confirmed the news to Inside Social Games and reported that the company still has around 40 employees. Its Facebook game, Idol Worship, had 30,000 daily active users at launch. 5 weeks later, it's only 10,000. Hyman revealed that it saw an average revenue per daily user of about 12 to 13 cents. He says, you either needed medication because you loved it so much or you didn't play it. There's no happy medium. This is true. This is true because we were like that. We're like, sometimes we're like so in there, and then sometimes you got to go.
Yes, you
can't, because if you sit down to play it, you're not coming out. Not for hours. It is one of those Facebook games, and it is not like Farmville or Castleville or any of those. You are going to play. This is a game, okay? The company also has its casino title called Fresh Deck Poker, which was recently nominated for the GDC Online Award. He said there's a good life lesson there, but you don't need to innovate on every single vector in order to be successful. You don't want the press, reviews, and accolades. You want bucket loads of money. Idle Games, of course, is based in San Francisco and was founded in 2009. And last year, it received $10 million in Series B funding. I'm sorry to hear that, Idle Games. I'm coming back to play. I haven't had time to sit down. Really, if you sit down and start playing Idle Worship, you're not coming out. You're not going to stop playing.
It's true story. I mean, because, seriously, sometimes I get in there and I can't put it down. And I've got, like, both accounts going. And
yes.
I'm kicking butt left and right. And then sometimes it's like, it's a week or two.
I can't go back. And I was looking at it the other day going, man, I need to go back and check on my worshippers and stuff. And because
you go back and then you get sucked in and like your whole day's gone.
Yes, because this you people out there that love some, you know, PvP, this is PvP at like.
Yes, I'm like, oh, you did not curse me. Oh, you. Oh. Yeah.
That poor girl that we destroyed.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize to you, but I'm not. if you haven't played Idol Worship, go over and check them out. It really is a good game. I'm sorry to see people lose jobs. And it's a good game. And I'm not going to even say good game for Facebook. It really is a good game. I think if they wanted to, they could do this standalone and, you know, pull it onto their own website and probably run it standalone. It would do just fine. But, man, if you don't know what the game's about, you're God, pretty much. And some of you who are all religious, don't get all crazy. And you have to build up your follower base. It doesn't require you to interact with anybody to do so, mind you. You can build up your follower base without purchasing a thing ever. But the fun part is when you reform the God squads and you can go over and attack people. Sometimes they'll do stuff to you, which is what Ginger and I are talking about. We had a girl that dropped by Ginger's island, and her and a couple of her friends, they kept, you know, flicking Ginger's followers off the island, and we went back and destroyed all of their cities. Just mm-hmm. rain fireballs down and destroy
yeah,
buildings.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
And mind you, again, not like Farmville where, you know, where you click and, you know, you have to wait your turn. This is actually real time that this
yeah.
is going on. If she was there.
And you can sit there and talk smack in the local chat to her.
Now what you gonna do?
Yeah, which I totally did because I was like, mm-mm.
Tap,
no.
your grain is on fire.
Exactly. I was like, mm-mm. I know you didn't. Oh, you did. Oh, you dirty. Mm-hmm. And then it was on. Then it was on. It was so on. And, yeah, we got into it. And, like, oh, I logged in the other day, and I had somebody begging in my local chat for me to send wood or something again and again and again and again and again. And I was like, really? Are you going to sit here and beg me for this?
Well, somebody did that to me one day, and then I went and made the volcano erupt on their island just to tell them to stop talking to me. I already sent you wood. Stop asking.
Yeah. And I didn't have an issue. I could have sent it. It's just wood. I've got plenty. But the deal was that they, like, were demanding it, and, like, I didn't answer right away because, hell, half the time I'm sitting here, I've got, like, five windows open. I'm not paying attention to all of them at once.
Yes.
And I came back, and she was yelling at me, why are you not answering me? Why are you ignoring me?
Oh, that's caused to destroy your whole city.
I know, and I'm like level 20-something. She was like level 10. I was like, oh, girl.
Jay says he thinks he overused his tablet last night. He tried to open programs on his laptop by tapping the screen. You know what? I do that, too. I overuse everything. I was trying to use the mouse hold on an iPad the other day. There is no mouse. I was like, where is my mouse? Oh, God, this is an iPad.
That's hilarious. All right. This is not good. This is not good. Obsidian CEO claims publishers asked them to front Kickstarter campaigns. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com. I knew it was only time before people started using this for evil.
Mm-hmm.
Are publishers trying to use brand name developers as fronts for crowdfunding? Obsidian Entertainment CEO Fergus... oh, God. I'm just going to call you Fergus. Urquhart?
Must be Scottish or Irish.
Yeah, I'm just going to call you Fergus. Fergus. All right, so anyway.
That's exactly how they say it.
says that he was approached by unnamed publishers asking him to do just that. Fergus claims he had been contacted by publishers over the last few months that wanted to use the studio to launch a crowdfunding project. He went on to claim that they would publish the game and keep the lion's share of the profits, and that Obsidian wouldn't own the rights to the IP. We were actually contacted by some publishers over the last few months that wanted to use us to do a Kickstarter. I said to them, so you want us to do a Kickstarter for using our name? We then get the Kickstarter money to make the game. You then publish the game, but then we don't get to keep the brand we make, and we only get a portion of the profits? They said, yeah. obviously, Obsidian rejected those pitches and went ahead with their own Kickstarter for its next big RPG project, RPG Project Eternity. As of this writing, the game has raised well over $1.6 million with 27 more days to go. They have also announced that a DRM-free version of the game will be made available through Good Old Games, and that a Mac version of the game has been greenlighted. Awesome. All right, people. You want to use these bigger people's names to get your game out there, and then you don't want to give them anything for it? That's shady, man. That's karma for you. So I hope you enjoy, you know, doing it the old-fashioned way in your mama's basement. But
oh, man. Man, she went there.
Well, seriously. I mean, can you imagine somebody came to you with a good idea, you know, for like a podcast or something, but they don't have a name, so they want to use our name?
Well, we have had that happen.
Wow. I hope you laughed at them.
Not only did I laugh at them, but when they tried to use similar to our name, I let them know that we are copyrighted and trademarked, and we will sue your ass. And they quickly changed their name. Hey, all that temping trained me for a life of being in podcasting and understanding the legalities of things. So, no, you will not.
Speaking of suing and copyrights and all that fun stuff, remind me to tell you a story in a little bit.
Oh.
There's a whole big thing going down right now.
Oh,
yes.
I will need to hear about that.
Very
all right.
We may want to talk about it next Tuesday.
Oh, we might talk. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so I do have a quick announcement from our friends over at Ubisoft. The lovely Frag Dolls are having a Might and Magic duels of the Planeswalkers this Friday night. You know you're not going anywhere. Stop saying, I'm not going to be in on a Friday. Yes, you are. Just admit it. You're a gamer. It's okay. That's what we do. But this is going to be going on from 3
p.m. Why would I go to the bar? It stinks. It's nasty. It's a meat market. I'll stay home and play with my gamer friends.
I tell you what I do. I go to the bar to pick up food and come back home so I can drink drink and eat while I game. Thank you. I'm safe. Nobody's going to hit me. I'm not going to kill anybody. Not real people anyway. Anyway, this Friday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, they're doing their Might and Magic thing. You can watch them live on twitchtv.com/fragdolls. They're having some of their the devs. It's with the developers as well, so you get to watch the ladies. I'm sorry, I had too much juice this morning. Special guests are Mike Groves, who's the community manager, Max McCall, who's one of the designers, and Mike Gills, who's the marketing manager on the Magic brand team. And of course, all your Frag Dolls will be there, and the cadets. So make sure you watch live on Twitch TV. Thank you, Miss Valkyrie, for sending over the invite. Told you I'd announce it. All right. Got other good man, it's a whole lot of people leaving jobs, quitting jobs. Did they not know about the economy? Intel lost a 30-year veteran. He just decided he was going to quit today. He might have been the CEO if he stayed long enough. His name's Sean Maloney, who was once considered the heir apparent to the Intel chief executive, Paul Otellini. He plans to retire after 3 decades with Intel. Maloney will retire in January from his position as Intel Executive Vice President and Chairman of Intel China. Maloney suffered a debilitating stroke in 2010 and was on a leave of absence for several months. So he's going to be leaving. Prior to leading operations in China, Maloney was promoted in 2009 to Executive Vice President and General Manager for the company's Intel Architecture Group, the biggest division. Maloney was considered a successor to Otellini. Maloney had a strong sales and marketing background and spent many years traveling through Asia. After Maloney's stroke, eyes turned towards Dadi Perlmutter, who is currently Executive Vice President and General Manager of Intel's Architecture Group as Otellini's likely successor. Maloney's his recovery process included some speech therapy. So last year he managed to give the keynote address at last year's Complex trade show. However, after an intense work and travel schedule over the past 30 years, he decided to just retire. He says, through the years, I've had the honor of working with some of the most brilliant minds in the world, from Andy Grove to Paul Otellini, and on the most cutting-edge technology, Maloney said in a statement issued by Intel. Intel's China operation is currently being headed by Ian Yang. Well, I understand why he had to leave. Strokes are not easy to deal with. And my ginger has stepped away, so I'm going to...
I'm back.
Man, I was about to do some things.
I'm back.
Darn.
There's just stuff going on outside my house or not, so I have to feel like, what's going on? All right, so, you gotta love that, you know? You're in the middle of something else and you start hearing noises. You're like, well, what's going on? Ooh. Okay. Star Wars, the Old Republic server is consolidated. Not good.
Oh, this is not good. They're going down.
Mm-hmm. BioWare Austin has begun consolidating Star Wars, the Old Republic servers together, leaving players with fewer world server choices, but providing a larger population of gamers. By centralizing our player populations on these higher population destination servers, we feel that we can offer our players the best possible Star Wars, the Old Republic experience. This is coming from the SWTOR team on the game's website. If you want to find out which servers have been merged, you can check out the game's official site. The server merge follows the game's switch from a paid subscription model to free-to-play. The company made the decision after several months of player declines. You know, I'm hoping you're going to get some of those people back after the expansion for WoW, like, totally fails. So, there's that.
As Ginger is hoping that it will do.
Yeah. All right. Can I do another one since that one was short?
Of course, darling, but of course.
Awesome. All right. There is some auctioning going on right now. Relics auctioning off unique swag on eBay for the Canadian Cancer Society. Relic Entertainment is auctioning off some of the pretty rare game-related items on eBay to help the Canadian Cancer Society. The money it raises from the sales of this unique memorabilia will go towards the Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer event. The event charges teams to raise $10,000. If they raise it, they will be able to participate in a Dawn Till Dusk hockey tournament. All the money goes directly to the charity. Relic designer Ryan... Why do I keep getting these names? Mekakakin.
It's that time of year, baby. It's that time of year.
Apparently, it says, we're closing in on our goal, but we still need a bit more money, so we're holding an auction for some signed swag. We have a ton of cool stuff, including an unopened copy of Homeworld 2 signed by the dev team.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got a couple of other items. We've got items for sale include a Company of Heroes 2 notebook, a Space Marine Collector's Edition for the Xbox 360, and several posters.
Oh, does Slasher know about this?
I don't know, but he should, because, you know, you totally, like, snatched some of these up.
Oh, man.
And this is awesome. So, you know, if you got some money, if you're into this kind of thing, it's going to a great cause. So, head over there and check that out. That's Relic Entertainment.
That's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What do they give them again now, again?
I just closed that window.
Mm-mm.
Games and posters and...
that kind of stuff.
Signed swag. We've got Company of Heroes 2 notebook, also a Space Marine Collector's Edition for the Xbox 360, and posters.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mapping out. What do I want?
I don't know, but that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it's going towards a great cause. I see gamers doing good. Who says gamers are all, you know...
Well, EA is the devil. However, looks like
devil.
They are too. They have horns.
That's totally true.
They have a halo hanging from one horn. They are apparently putting.
They
are putting their support behind GamerCon.
Hmm. Yay! That's awesome.
Yeah, new convention GamerCon will feature content from publisher EA after the company has signed on to support the event. EA believes that to be truly innovative, you must be inclusive, and we're proud to be part of this event, said Ginger Maceda, head of global diversity and inclusion for EA. The convention will take place next year, August 3rd and 4th in San Francisco. Money for the event was raised on Kickstarter, with 1,531 backers raising $91,000, way over the $25,000 goal they were wanting. EA not only publishes some of their best games in the world, but they're the most progressive company in the industry. This is from Jack DeVries, who's the head of GamerCon, says, we're very thrilled and honored to have them involved in GamerCon. EA has spoken out against homophobia in the past, specifically in the thousands of letters it receives protesting LGBT content in Mass Effect 3, Star Wars, The Old Republic. They also left off The Sims, was one that people were complaining about quite a bit, because, you know, your Sims, their sexual orientation is either you pick or they pick. And they don't always pick to be straight, which I find very interesting.
Awesome. Yes, I actually like that.
If you leave them to run on their own, they will make their decisions, and some of them are bisexual. It's really...
Aww, that's cute.
You see why I love the game so much? See, the more I tell you, don't you think, I really just want to go and see what's going on here?
Yeah. I think I'd still find ways to kill them miserably, but...
I don't so much want to kill them anymore. They're not as annoying as they used to be because they're so autonomous now. Before, they would, you know, if they got stuck somewhere.
They're annoying. I just don't want to kill them.
Well, that would make me want to kill them. If you would leave them running like The Sims 2, if you leave them running, you'd come back and the house would be burned down. They didn't know how to take care of themselves. They didn't eat. Somebody's on the floor dying. Somebody's peed themselves. And, you know, now you leave them running and you come back and they have gone on with life. They're either gay, straight. They've got kids.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, so it's a lot more interesting now. But anyway, but from day one, they never made you pick the sexual orientation of The Sims. They were not. You could make them gay if that's the way you wanted to play. So I always thought that was one of the more progressive things about EA, and they get kudos from us for that.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So you can do pretty much whatever floats your boat there.
Whatever you want to do.
That's awesome.
Of course, they do get jealous, so you have to worry about that issue.
Oh, they, like, kill each other or something?
Oh, they will now.
Ooh, that's hot. That's awesome.
You don't want to have a vampire sim that's trying to have 4 and 5 girlfriends, and he don't have that special, because, you know, that's a skill, to be able to have more than one girlfriend and not have anybody get jealous. You have to earn that skill in The Sims. If you don't, oh, there is problems. And if the other Sims see you, even if they're not your girlfriend, they will tell your girlfriends that you are cheating on them.
Ooh. Oh,
yes.
That's awesome. That's, now I want to play just I'd be like an evil overlord. It'd be horrible.
I am an evil overlord.
Okay, so new Steam update for Tiny Troopers released. Update will include community-desired WASD control option. Yay! Publisher Iceberg Interactive in cooperation with developer Kukori.
Did you do the blessing just then? Did you do the blessing?
No.
she forgot her own blessing. Ginger, you are no longer a priest of the church.
Oh. The blessed the sign of the W and the A and the S and the D. The up, the down, the left and the right. The four directions. That permeates all gaming.
Amen. Praise be unto Master Chief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes. All right. So, there's free content update, and it's now available for the Steam version of their squad-based action game, Tiny Troopers, for PC and Mac. Kikori CEO Kim Soares says, "We're trying to tune in to what is going on in the Tiny Troopers community, which... to our surprise, was really keen on getting WASD controls as an option."
There's a Tiny Trooper community? Where was I? How did I miss this?
So they say, we've added this feature. We will keep on adding stuff to the game, meanwhile, with additional DLC coming next month. All right, so what do we got? We got added WASD control option. Yes, I'm making the whole the sign. Balanced some missions, decreased mind damage, increased trooper movement speed, and fixed crash bug. Awesome. All right, so Tiny Troopers can be bought on Steam. In addition to the Steam version of the game, Iceberg Interactive also released the boxed version of the game on August 24th. So what is Tiny Troopers? Well, Tiny Troopers puts you in command of a team of small soldiers. You can guide them through 30 deadly missions, destroy enemy armor, escort journalists, and eliminate enemy generals, to name but just a few. You're going to have to face off infantry, snipers, technical, and even tanks. Those lucky troopers who survive from mission to mission will be promoted. Each new stripe the game makes them tougher. To increase their chances of survival, get your troopers better equipment, reinforce them with specialists like machine gunner, medic, or Delta Force, and call in support during missions. Yay! This is the funniest way to fight in a war. Awesome. All right, so we got a couple of features here. The safe way to fight in a war. You won't end up in a body bag. Lead your troopers in 30 deadly missions with varied objectives. Face enemies from infantry to snipers and tanks. Reinforce your squad. You know what? You just went over all this with us. All right, so anyways.
Got a lot of static.
This is Tiny Troopers. Now you can play with WASD, which, why would you not put that in any game? Seriously, we're gamers. Use my mouse clicky. I need my WASD to move.
I do not. Can you hear me?
Do you use arrows?
I do. Actually, I use my 4, 8, and 2 and all those. But I got used to doing that in City of Heroes, because you got to time stuff just right, you know. Especially like if you could fly, some of the bad guys can fly too, and they would chase you. So I would do what's called a suicide drop, where I just turn my flying power off and drop till I almost hit the ground. just to give my endurance time to build up, because I'd be flying up super high, and you have to, I have to time this just right, and I could never do it the other way. So I had my, you know, all my keys set up on, you know, on my right hand, and then I had the power set up on the left. So yeah, I had it nice. It worked for me. Didn't work for everybody.
It worked for you.
But I always like in PC gaming, you can map your own keys. You can't really do that with the consoles, and I didn't have it come out right.
Yeah.
Do you hear that static? Is it just me?
Nah, just you. I don't hear
it. Oh, it is just me. That is sad. I hear static. It's a horrible, horrible thing. You hear it now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No.
All right. Well, I have other news. Anyway, I'm moving along. EA. Wait a minute. Actually, no, I have an announcement first, and then I'm going to tell you about EA. On the Book of Faces. Yes, a convention is happening coming October 12th. Grassroots Gaming Expo. If you guys have seen that on Facebook. It's a three-day gaming event that is supposed to celebrate not only video games, but pinball, tabletop, and card games, and films. So it's a little bit of everything for all of you. This year's expo is scheduled from October 12th to the 14th of this year. It will be open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and the 13th, and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 14th. So that's time for you to get over your hangover and visit and then go home. It's going to be at the Ottawa Bridge View Center. And if you got a pen, get it, write it down, or you can just pop over to our Facebook or on Facebook and find them. But it's 102 Church Street. Wait a minute. Does this say
102 Church Street?
Yeah, I'm hearing some horrible static. And it's coming from you, woman.
From me? What
yep.
did I do?
Did I say this in San Francisco? I apologize. It is in Ottumwa, Iowa. So that's like a very odd place to be, but there it is. Oh, gosh. What are you doing there? Ginger?
I was plugging back in my mic.
Yeah, I heard all the static whenever you did it. That's you, woman. That be you.
I wonder what I did.
All right. Well, other news, EA, NHL 13 skates into the scene this week. That's right. EA is announcing a record-setting launch for EA Sports NHL 13. EA estimates that worldwide it will sell, estimates that worldwide sales through for NHL 13 in its first week is up 9% globally over last year's previous franchise high, and fans are deeply engaged in the game's new connected experience. Headlined by all new true performance skating and EA Sports Hockey IQ, NHL offers an innovative new gameplay experience that definitely captures the speed, creativity, and strategy of NHL hockey. NHL 13 also delivers brand new experiences that connect hockey fans to their friends and the real world of hockey with the all-new GM-connected and NHL Moments Live modes. Game Informer calls NHL the best-playing NHL of this generation. And normally I would not mention that. And it's now available in retail stores across North America and Europe. NHL 13 has incredible new gameplay innovation and its most connected NHL, the most NHL-connected title we've ever created, said Andrew Wilson, who's the executive vice president of EA Sports. The one I do believe that said we only play The Sims. I'm not sure, Andrew. I don't want to get you in too much hot water, but your name sounds familiar. I'm proud of this year's game, and we're extremely happy to see our fans worldwide embracing it in record numbers. Since the launch of NHL 13, a few little facts for you. Fans have created just under 50,000 of their own alternate versions of the NHL through the GM Connected feature in NHL 13. Also, during the first week, the New York Rangers, Philadelphia Flyers, and Pittsburgh Penguins were the most popular teams used across all game modes in the NHL. You fans out there have played over 3.7 million online games, or the equivalent of over 350 games a minute. You fans have also scored just under 5 million goals in the first week, dwarfing the 244 goals scored during the first week of the real 2011-2012 NHL regular season. Wow. You can check out these stats and a couple more interesting tidbits over at our website, new.givenatrix.com. Just so you know, NHL 13 is rated E10+ by the ESRB and PEGI, if you just want to know.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm kind of interested. I may grab this up because just to play something new that's going to be challenging. I know nothing about hockey, so it will definitely challenge me until I get irritated and throw it across the room or I figure it out.
Interesting. Okay. I have to read this one just because the name of it sounds interesting. Earn to Die, now available on the App Store. Earn, as in like you earn money. Not Doppler is pleased to announce the launch of Earn to Die, available now for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. The game, developed by Toffee Games and published by Not Doppler, is a complete reworking of the original Flash version, which has been played more than 155 million times online. Driving through zombies has never been this much fun, combining the best of the action, driving, and upgrade genres. Earn to Die sees you stranded in the middle of a desert surrounded by zombies. With only a rundown car and a small amount of cash at your disposal, your mission soon becomes clear to drive through hordes of zombies in order to escape. The only way out is through. And it doesn't end there. Every zombie you crush earns you cash to purchase a range of upgrades for your vehicle, including guns, boosters, spiked bumpers, and more. With tons of upgrades and 8 different vehicles at your disposal, prepare to show those zombies who's boss as you drive your way through each level. A brand new and extended story mode, which sees you driving across country during a zombie apocalypse. 8 vehicles at your disposal, including a race car, a truck, and even a school bus. Upgrades galore. Just unlocking a vehicle isn't enough. Customize each vehicle with a range of upgrades, including boosters, guns, spiked frames, and more. Zombies! Plenty of zombies. Be sure to introduce them to your car's front bumper. A realistic ragdoll physics engine that allows you to crash into zombies and send them flying. Awesome animated sequences. And challenge your friends to the best time in championship mode with Game Center support. No in-app purchases. Enjoy the entire game in full at no extra cost. Optimized for Retina display. Oh, and did we mention that you get to drive through hordes of zombies? Yay! All right, so it's 99 cents on the App Store right now for the iPhone and iPod Touch, and $2.99 for the HD iPad version.
I'm sorry. My responses are limited. You must ask the right questions. Okay, no. I'm sorry, I watched iRobot this morning.
Interesting.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, that. And did you know the Furbies were back?
I saw that in Walmart. I was like, what?
You saw one in Walmart?
Well, they got the sign for them at Walmart.
Girl, I'm going to get me a Furby.
No.
I have one that my grandmother will not give back to me.
Yeah, you told me about that, but no.
Yeah, when I saw him the other day, he's missing an eyelash.
Uh-oh.
So, and she says she knows where it is, and if I try to take him, she's going to pull the other eyelash off. So I... Yeah, my grandmother is so mean. So I'm going to get me a new one. Although Baby Natrix does not want the Furby. She says he looks creepy. But when I explained to her that it was a robot and she's taking a robotics class, then she was very excited. She says when I go to sleep, she's going to pull him apart and see what's inside his belly. See? Apple does not fall far from the tree.
It's very hard to get apart.
Honey, we got all the tools here.
Yeah.
And she knows what to unscrew. Remember robotics class?
So this is true. This is very true. Because I remember trying to take mine apart when I had it back in the day, and I was like, why can't I get this apart?
Well, I hear you can't turn these off. They don't have an on-off switch.
Have an on-off switch last time?
They had something similar. I think if they got to talking too much, you could tell them to go to sleep, and you could push and hold something, and they would go off. But they said these do not go off, like, ever. And they do stuff like they have, like, multiple personality disorder or something, and they change voices. And
interesting.
I just want to watch the whole train wreck that's going to happen between the Baby Natrix, the cat, and the Furby. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to video this when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be funny. Hilarious.
That should be hilarious.
We got worms again. We have worms once a week.
Oh, the game. The game. Say, what?
Like, ew.
Kid Matrix?
No, ew. Kid Matrix does not have worms. The final. Revolution is here.
Yay!
Just to remind you all, they sent this over to us. They want you to know that Worms Revolution is currently available to pre-purchase on Steam for a mere $14.99, $11.99 if you're a European, and $13.99 if I don't know what this other price is. But, hey, you'll know what it is when you click on it because you know where you live and what your money is. Okay. So the pre-purchase offer does include, again, a full game, Worms Armageddon, fan favorite, available to download and play right now, Worms Revolution bonus campaign missions. You can test your skills even further with 5 extra single-player missions, Worms Revolution exclusive Fort. You can add an exclusive fort to your collection. Worms Revolution exclusive hats. Customize your worms with either devil horns or a halo. Worms Revolution exclusive gravestones mark where your heroic worms have fallen with a lightning bolt or angel wings. Mm-hmm. Worms also comes with, oh, another one is Worms Revolution exclusive speech banks. You can change what your worms say. Choose from wildlife, documenter, or reality TV talent judge. That's the only two you got? I can't, like, put, like, Simon Cowell in it or something? I don't know. But anyway, you could go check that out on Steam if you're interested in playing. It's a turn, just so you don't get all confused, it is a turn-based strategy action game. It will be released October 12th, and it's by Team 17 Software Limited. And thank you guys for sending that over to us.
That is so cool.
I thank you. I thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Man, I'm tired of fun. All right, 14 tech companies form the Internet Association.
Oh,
14 of the country's most...
That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. 14 of the country's most recognized tech companies have banded together to lobby Washington on tech issues with the formation of a new trade group called the Internet Association. Companies joining this new group include Amazon, AOL, eBay, Expedia, Facebook, Google, IAC, LinkedIn, Monster Worldwide, Rackspace, Salesforce, TripAdvisor, Yahoo, and Zynga.
Are you kidding me?
No.
None of those people should be on a tech.
I know. The group is being led by Michael Beckerman, whose previous job was former Deputy Staff Director of the House of Energy and Commerce Committee. MIA from the list were Apple and Microsoft.
See?
The group hopes to build on the success tech companies had earlier this year in fighting against legislation like SOPA and PIPA. SOPA and PIPA came almost out of nowhere and would have had a devastating impact, says CEO Beckerman. I don't know about this. I mean, y'all don't have any really heavy hitters. Y'all have a bunch of small people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess he's got to start somewhere, right?
He maybe got to start somewhere, but you really should have tried to get Microsoft on board because, you know, not that I'm all for any kind of gaming terrorism, but if Microsoft was on there, all that to say to Congressman, look here, man.
Yeah.
Do you want your Microsoft Word?
This is true. This is very, very true.
Do you want your computer to work? And if you get Apple, same thing. Do you want your Mac?
Do you want that pretty little iPhone?
Do you want that pretty little iPhone you've been carrying around? Yeah. Okay, then. No SOPA, no PIPA. Are we clear? Good. You didn't get anybody. Zynga, unfortunately, is going to have to do the comeback of all comebacks. And Yahoo, well, we got Melissa over there. Yay. But Melissa still got a lot of work to do to straighten all that mess out that was over there. And there's nobody else that even registered for me when you were naming off the names. No point.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with you people?
All sorts of things, apparently.
Do they need some worms?
Ew, no worms! No worms!
I know when I say that, some people are just like, ew, why worms?
She's so gross, isn't she? No worms.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to add, the Grassroots Gaming Expo, you can purchase tickets at their website, grassrootsgamingexpo.ticketleap.com, if you want to go to that. I'm tempted to go, but it's in Iowa, and I'm kind of nervous about Iowa, to be honest with you.
Yes, a long way to go.
Not just that, but that's like no brown girls land. I was in that middle area once. I dated a guy there. It's not safe, I don't think. Nobody hurt me.
I don't know.
There was some...
I just know there's some ugly people in Iowa.
Now we can't go to Iowa. Thanks, Ginger.
Seriously, some of you... I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because it's colder there or something, but some of you,
can't go to Iowa. Thanks a lot, Ginger.
It's not good. I was like, can you, not look like a troll? That would help. That'd help me. That'd help me greatly.
Mm. All right, you people out there that are merchants on Facebook.
You people.
Will not like this. Facebook is going to start charging merchants to run offers as a way to earn more revenue because they desperately need it. Yes, according to VentureBeat, the social network stock on the NASDAQ exchange has struggled under continued scrutiny and concerns about declining revenue. So the company needs to come up with new ways to generate revenue from its many businesses and users. Making Offers, which was introduced in April, a paid service, works towards the same since we think this turn phone over. Cannot look at that. Kukal Rajaram says we think this aligns incentives nicely. Gokul Rajaram, who's the director of product management for Facebook's ad and pages businesses, told Reuters the best results on Facebook offers will come from organic distribution plus paid distribution. Facebook also has added some new features to the offers platform, including barcode scanning and more advertising options. First up, there's an option to give a unique barcode to each user that purchases an offer. This allows for a better way to track transactions and easier redemption at the counter. It also means offers could potentially run on other e-commerce sites. On the advertising side, businesses will now have to pay Facebook to run an offer that can be seen in the news feeds of users who like it. Oh, my God. This is going to kill you guys. This is how Facebook will actually be taking money from their merchants. There will still be a free option for businesses to run an offer that can only be seen on their page. Why would you run an offer that can only be seen on your own page? What good is that?
I have no idea, but that does not sound like a very good idea at all.
Yeah, but this brilliant piece of offers, of course, will also be available to internet-only businesses instead of just folks with physical locations. Well, that's nice, but...
I don't know, but I totally got a kick out of that because I was totally hearing what you were actually thinking, even though you weren't saying it.
What was I thinking?
I don't know, but that was...
Evil?
That was totally awesome. I loved it. I loved it! All right. Sony announces today that a new PlayStation 3 will launch next week, offering 500 gigabytes of storage and a super slim case design that promises a 25% reduction in size and lower weight than the current model. The hardware comes with a sliding disc cover and will be available in black and white in Japan, due for release September 28th in the UK. On October 13th, hey, that's my birthday!
Woo-hoo!
Sony will also release a 12-gigabyte flash memory model just for European territories, with a dedicated 250-gigabyte HDD also set for release at around the same time. The company made the announcement at a keynote address during the opening of the Tokyo Game Show. The company also announced that the PlayStation Plus subscription service would be coming to the PlayStation Vita. The 500-gigabyte PlayStation 3 will sell for right around 299 euros. It's going to come with a copy of FIFA 13. This standalone 12-gigabyte unit will sell for 229 euros. The 500-gigabyte model is going to come out at $300 in the U.S. and will be bundled with Assassin's Creed 3 when it's released on October 25th. The 250-gigabyte super slim model will also launch at about the same time, with a copy of Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception Game of the Year Edition and a $30 voucher for an additional Dust 514 content. Awesome. So, hey, there's that. We've got some new cool stuff coming out. It's not all bad.
I think we talked about that yesterday, woman.
Did we?
Did you just yawn? Really?
I'm so sorry. I probably did.
Did you just yawn? Really?
I might have.
All right. We haven't had one of these in a couple days, and we got 7 minutes left, so I'm going to try to fit this in, and let's hope GLaDOS will allow me to do it.
What we got?
Oh, we can't do it. Zombie Watch.
Oh, no, Zombie Watch. Zombie Watch.
Zombie Watch Infume is making Ninja Gaiden the zombie game.
Yay!
Keiji Infanu has gone on record saying Japanese games are behind the times. And now he's getting the chance to demonstrate just how to bring a classic Japanese game franchise up to date. To kick off the Tokyo Game Show yesterday, Team Ninja and Tecmo Koei, God, announced that they had enlisted in Inafune's new company, what is with these names, you guys? Concept to make a spinoff for their Ninja Gaiden series. See, this is what is the problem with the Americans. I love your names and stuff of your companies, but they don't flow well for our consonants and syllables. What is it? Which one is it that doesn't have the R's in there? They don't have R's. Is that Chinese or Japanese? Anyway, okay, the new game, Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z, is being co-developed by Concept and Spark Unlimited, the studio behind Turning Point, Fall of Liberty, and Legendary. Interestingly enough, Spark Unlimited is also developing Lost Planet 3, which I hate, a sequel to one of Inafune's last Capcom projects before the outspoken developer left the publisher in a less than amicable split. Games industry is reporting that Yaiba was first revealed last week, though although there was no indication that it was a Ninja Gaiden title at the time. The game cast players as a victim of a series of series protagonist Ryu Hayabusa returned to life as an undead cyborg and made to fight a zombie outbreak while seeking vengeance against his own killer. There is no platforms announced or even a release window announced.
Wait, hold on. Something caught in the back of my head. zombie cyborg?
No, he's an undead cyborg. Technically, I guess he's not a zombie because he has brains.
Undead cyborg.
I know. And he's going to fight a zombie outbreak.
Okay.
I know you. I'm waiting.
No. I'm trying, but... Oh, my God. All right. Well, all right. I Shall Remain now makes a Roar on Steam greenlight. Yay! starting September 17th at midnight, which was 3 days ago. Hey, way to get this to us on time. The creators of ISR released their title onto Greenlight, with players in over 110 countries, along with several appearances on some serious game media outlets like Kotaku and Yodcast. I Shall Remain's producer, Jacob Way, knew it was time for his game to move on from its humble start on Desura and make a charge at Steam's Greenlight platform. All right, so what is I Shall Remain? Well, that is an action RPG that gives you the responsibility of a U.S. Marine raider who has awoken in a zombie-infested world. Zombie. Nom, nom, nom,
nom.
The list of game features. It's House of Complex in-game, economy. Fire team creation and management, a powerful story, and a magnificent game map full of unique, explorable buildings, to list a few. The creators of ISR also posted fresh video demonstrations and screenshots for the Greenlight crowd. I don't care about that. Awesome. So anyways, this is out on Steam now. They did not give me a price. And they did not actually tell me much about the game, but it's called I Shall Remain. So if you want to kill zombies, and you're into shoot 'em ups, this sounds like this might be right up your alley.
All right. That's, yeah.
yeah, they give me a whole bunch of information that I don't really care about. And, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm going to need you to come into work on Saturday.
See how mean she is to me.
Did you put a cover on your TPS report, Ginger?
No.
Did you get
like
that memo?
I like it when my TPS goes naked.
Did you? I'm done talking for the day. I'm done. Y'all see how she does me. I'm done.
She likes how I do her.
Just bad.
I know. It is so awesome.
Y'all, do y'all want Ginger? You do right there with your hand up in the back?
Totally want Ginger.
Y'all can have Ginger for the low price of a GTA, a
low
Sims.
Low price.
look, the low price of a GTA, a Sims, and a SATA converter because I need some.
Oh, no! No!
Yes, yes.
There's no love for the Ginger. Y'all hear this? No love for the Ginger.
It's all done in love, baby. It's all about the love.
We love me?
Yes, we love you.
No love?
Yes. Oh.
Sad.
It's a good Ginger. Yes, she is.
You'll see how mean she is.
It's a good Ginger. Yes, she is.
Good. I know you live, woman.
Uh-oh. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
I will be selling Corey's physical address on Twitter later, so yeah.
Well, go ahead, come by. Nobody going to be in here. I'm on fire. Knock on the door and somebody else is going to answer. I came to get sweet tea and biscuits. Who are you?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
No, ma'ams. Okay, so do we have time for more since we can't play any music?
We got like 2 minutes.
I can tell you about HeroClix has released some new Marvel content.
Yay!
If it'll load up quick enough for me to tell you, because we got like literally a minute left to go. Okay, they've released all new Marvel content featuring 6 new figures. I'm going to do it fast. New figurines from the Hulked Out Heroes collection. New figures include Winter Hulk, Hulkalops, Ice Hulk, Hulk Mariner, and Mighty Thor and Wolverine. The new figures are compatible with all other Marvel figures with Marvel maps, and tournaments are now available as tournament prizes are beginning today. You can check them out at HeroClix.com, or you can visit hco.heroclix.com. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our show for the day.
Yay!
Let me sing for you. No.
That'd be awesome. She's got an amazing voice, people.
We don't talk about the voice. Okay. So anyway, we'll see you guys later tonight, around 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know where to find us, how to
Hopefully GLaDOS will not be humping us.
Yeah, hopefully she won't be. And make sure you're here, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, sharp in the chat room. Sign up for an account. Don't just sit in the room. Listen, we want you to sign in and join the conversation. Call in, all that kind of good stuff.
Yes.
Ginger, give them their kisses.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Bye.
Later, boys and girls.